That tequila killed me.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm dead. Tequila.
Oh, wait.
Charlie's lit.
Bring the thing out for me.
Oh, he wants to see this
right?
So, yeah.
Yep.
Now, let him do it. Go ahead, Charlie.
Ooh. She told you.
That's all I want, but hey. Hey, I've never been called a pendejo by my fiance.
You are a pendejo.
Literally all I did was
I've been known to be a pendejo.
Pendejis.
Why is Gary so controlling?
You know what? This is a problem that I am trying to work on. I am a control freak.
You're not self-aware.
Work harder.
No, I am. I work harder. Work hard. Play hard. Work hard. Convos at the Condo, episode 91. I am Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building with me forever. My two co-podcasters.
Steve.
Bike.
And we have Charlie here. As always, a
creepy special, ass way.
Special guest. Alex is in the kitchen.
Hey.
Kind of.
Whip it.
Sitting on the trash. Sitting on the simple human over there, you know, stunt.
Yo, that shit is super fancy, bro. That shit is super fancy. Like, my trash does not have two slots.
That's a $200 trash can.
That's
stunt, bitch.
So basically, you put $200 in the trash can. Because what the fuck do you need to spend $200 on a trash can for?
It was a...
I could put a divider in my fucking $10 right. Target Massimo
trash can. I'm curious to see what your trash can looks like.
White?
Not even the black.
You didn't even go for the black dirty-ass trash can. Clean that?
I went for the $10 white joint.
Yeah.
The one that has a lid.
Yeah.
That has a little footstool. You mm-hmm. snip on it and then that. Like,
oh, so it does
that
have
that little flimsy ass plastic lid just goes blah blah.
Yeah, it just flips. Just keeps flipping.
Yeah, the problem is though with mine, like I just never used the lid, so I just took the lid off. So
Jesus. Basically, it ends up happening.
It's
yeah.
just a white trash can. But what I'm
so
saying.
Your kitchen smells like shit 24/7.
No, because I buy them trash bags that like eliminate odor.
Oh, okay. One of those.
Especially since she throws dog shit in there.
Yo, what kind of person are you going to spend
Relax.
Extra money on like high class trash bags and buy a dingy ass trash can?
Cause my way of thinking was I'm gonna throw trash in this shit. Like what the I'm throwing things that I literally do not want.
You're not wrong, but those once you step also, on it for too long, that shit gonna break on
real
one
quick,
of these steps.
Real quick, before people start to think I'm fucking
a poor
or a dirty bastard. I don't throw dog shit in my trash can. Every time the dog shits, I throw it in
the
trash.
He tosses it out the window.
Aims
for people's heads.
Like a normal human being,
guaranteed.
I just leave it in the grass. No, I pick it up and my parking garage is right there, so I just go into there where the big ass trash can. I throw it in there. I let the trash man deal with it.
Right. Before we move away from this content of trash cans,
you want to hear Rock and Roll Jesus?
No, wait.
Okay.
I bought Alex that trash can as a cover-up birthday gift for her ring.
Yo, Al, happy birthday. I got you this trash.
I know I'm not in this, but can I participate
yeah.
in this moment?
Go ahead.
So I told him I wanted this for my birthday.
Speak into the mic.
Oh. I told... Oh, shit.
Come closer. Don't leave the trash can for a second.
I told him I wanted this, like, as a gift.
You open it right here.
Okay. Yeah. Make it a try to...
There she is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ow.
I told him
like
I wanted this.
Muppet.
Stop. I want to
air dry. Let me get my shit out. Let me get my shit out.
Elmo's World. Oh, but I told him I wanted this for my birthday, like, as an idea. He wasn't thrilled about it. He's like, I'm not going to buy you a fucking trash can. After already telling me, so your gift isn't going to be here in time. So I let it ride. Like, I don't really care too much about gifts, but like, I was like, so what was the gift? Because that shit hasn't come still. It's August. Like, but I let it go. I didn't even think about it. But then later on, I realized.
Consolation trash can.
No, I got it all simplehuman.com.
What, the trash can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
SimpleHuman.com. I'm talking about the motherfucking ring.
Dude. Oh, no. No, no, no. My ring.
Also at SimpleHuman.com.
No, my ring.
Shout out to True Jim. Pause. Oh, my God. I love it. You just went close to speaking to the mic, and there was no mic.
Yeah. Bro, it was like half camera, half mic. I was like, dude, there's no mic yet. But I'm in the camera, so hey.
Thanks for that moment, guys.
No,
yo, for sure. That was a nice little feature.
Actually, I remember you asking me, you said, why don't you do an in-store pickup? Because True Jam is located in Dallas. True Jam is the website I bought her ring off, because she would send me rings before, and she's like, oh, this is a ring I want, you know, one day. So when we get married in 10 years.
So you could have driven to Dallas?
Fuck.
14. quick little 14 hours.
Not Charlie. But wait, at least you didn't
drive. I didn't even fucking drive it. Dude. I was like, there's no way.
How far is it?
It's like 24 almost.
Yeah.
24 hours?
It's like 22. Close. 22 hours. 22 hour drive to Dallas. Because I remember we did that. Did we do that drive? No, we drove to Idaho, not Dallas.
So did the trash can suffice as a consolation prize?
Ow.
Yeah, I was ecstatic about my trash can. I loved it. I was so excited. I've been wanting it
forever. Have seen her.
Yeah, boy.
You should have seen her hugging that trash can.
You're like, wait, trash goes in there.
See, that's why you buy them.
It was before I went to work, so I was like kind of sad. I was like, dang, I didn't get to throw my trash in there today.
Not like it's nice. I'm not gonna lie.
I've been eyeing nice this thing can. For a while.
I'm pissed off that it's not the trash can that you could say. Yeah. Open up or whatever, and it opens.
It's kind of weak that you pay $200, but I still got to put my foot on it. Like, yeah. Bitch,
because for an extra,
at least like a clap on or some shit, like open lid, Alexa.
For an extra $60, I believe you could have trash can open and that shit the lid opens up.
You pay $200, you might as well drop the extra $60.
Yeah, but they were all sold out. They're all sold out. Nah, come on, bro. I wanted that.
Cheap ass dude.
Come on, man.
Yo, brokey too.
Nah, man.
$60 more. I'll split it with you if you want. I'll split the 60 so you can talk to the trash can.
Man, fuck that.
But also, like, how long does that novelty last? Like, it wears off super quick, I think.
I would feel that it would break or something like that.
I forget.
Yeah.
For real. Like, after a while, I wouldn't be like, yo, trash can open.
I don't want to even talk to you today, trash can.
He just starts talking to you like, what's wrong, Gary?
Honestly, when do you not have your fucking foot free?
Yeah.
Though, you know? Shit away.
No, my foot, even like when like you're in a cast or whatever, like you still, or you got a boot, like you're.
Or you got the old
a boot.
Ball and chain over here.
She's right there, bro. like unless you didn't have like feet, like you should be good to go. Like even if you didn't have feet, like and you had to walk on your hands, those are your feet, bro.
Why are you the dude from Saw, the first one?
I don't know. I wouldn't cut my foot off. I actually watched a video that was saying how easy it was to get out of that contraption that they set up for.
Really?
They're like, yo, the chain's rusted. Like just break the chain. You didn't have to saw your foot off, you big dumbass.
Well, you know.
dramatic effect, I guess.
It's a movie.
That was the climax of the movie. They played that really dramatic music, and
my thing was like,
he cut off his whole foot.
My thing was like, how did homeboy lay on the ground for so long? Like he laid on the ground for the whole movie, like motionless, dead in a pile of blood. Didn't breathe. I mean, I was.
Oh.
Because, like, how do
Well, he got injected.
With what?
Didn't they inject him?
No, he's talking about the actual.
No, I'm saying that guy. They injected him. They show at the end. I'm pretty sure the girl injected him.
I don't know, maybe.
To make his heart stop.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing, because, like, if, like, he's just laying there quietly, like, even if he's asleep, like, you fart in your sleep.
Fart when you're dead.
Like, they would have been sitting there trying to solve the puzzle, and he would have been like,
what I was going to say, dude.
What's up?
Saw music.
Yeah.
Very iconic.
Yeah.
Totally stolen from James Bond's Live and Let Die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Goldfinger!
He's finally got it.
Dude, now he sings it, bro. Fucking six episodes. Yeah, we seven had to do it for like later.
Two podcasts.
He's just all the movie. He's like, guys, I got it.
It's funny how like you finally did it. We still shitted on him. You finally got that shit.
He couldn't wait. He was like, yo, I learned it.
What's the best 007 song?
I'd
say Adele's.
The one Adele did, yeah.
My two favorite are A View to Kill and Live and Let Die.
Okay.
Or no. Not Live and Let Die. Fucking License to Kill, dude. License. By Gladys Knight.
Ooh.
Is dope as fuck.
Yeah, I got
that movie sucks.
Auntie
dick,
Gladys.
But the opening is the
La Gladys.
La Gladys.
It's La Gladys. Yeah, I would have to go with
Didn't Madonna do one?
I'm sure she did.
She did do one. Die Another Day and is considered the worst fucking James Bond song.
Okay, never mind.
That's the one with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Well, does that have a golden gun in it? Because I remember the game on Nintendo 64 that shit had the golden gun.
Yeah, that's golden.
That was golden eye.
It's in the name.
Wait, I just watched one. I think is probably the worst one because you said which one was the worst one considered? The Madonna one?
The Madonna is considered the worst.
What about the one that? Okay, but what about the one that did recently with the Quantum of Solace?
Quantum of Solace is
with Alicia Keys and Jack White.
Jack White. That's
I don't think that was. Yeah,
dude. Honestly,
I didn't like it.
But yeah, a song by itself, it's okay. It's not a James Bond song.
It's not a James Bond song at all. Close, it was weird. I was because like you can't even.
Understand
like,
what they're saying.
It's like, but you not only that, but you don't know if it's Alicia Keys or not. You're like, this is not her type of.
That
like,
shit don't even slap.
No, it doesn't slap at all.
Yeah,
all right, so since you're the movie buff,
yeah,
who's your favorite Bond?
Fuck, dude. Here's the fucked up part, is that Roger Moore sucks dick as James Bond, but all of my favorite James. Yes, Gary, literally.
In the movie, he'd be sucking that dick.
Mr. Bond, how are we gonna get out of this one?
We suck that dick.
It's in my name.
All of the Roger Moore James Bond movies are my fucking favorite.
Okay,
they're ridiculous. They're stupid and they're the most entertaining.
Are those the ones that have Octopussy?
No.
That's Sean Connery.
So he did The Man with the Golden Gun. He did A View to Kill. He's done a lot of the crazy ones. But A View to Kill has Christopher Walken in it, dude.
Christopher Walken?
A young Christopher Walken.
Who's still an old Christopher Walken?
Really, dude. He's got white hair in the fucking movie. But
she came out in 56.
That has the best ending of all time. If you're gonna watch one Roger Moore movie, A View to Kill, guaranteed. Okay.
Or if you're gonna watch anything Christopher Walken, you gotta watch that Fat Boy Slim video where he's like
weapon of choice,
crawling up the ceiling,
just dancing.
Or you gotta watch Wedding Crashers.
Oh yeah. That
is
too.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, he is.
He's a father.
Really good. Really good role on that one.
Yeah.
How about you, Freako? Favorite James Bond?
I'm gonna say Pierce Brosnan, just because. When I think of Pierce Brosnan as James Bond, I think of him also in Miss Doubtfire. It makes me laugh. Because, like, what if James Bond was James Bond, but then, like, on the side, like, he still fucked with, like, Miranda Hillard? And that was his Bond girl?
When I think about Pierce Brosnan as Bond, I think about Halle Berry. And then I think about Halle Berry and Swordfish.
And then, look at her thirst.
Like, what's funny is...
So what do you think about Halle Berry? Specifically, what part of Swordfish do you think about?
Look at them thirst.
Look at all thirst. Yes, and she's oblivious. Yeah, boy.
Titties.
Big ass clitoris.
Wait, what?
Clitties. Oh my god. But yeah, was that
your female audience is gone?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nah, but when I'm thinking about Halle Berry's thirties, the movie I'm thinking about is Monsters Ball.
Yeah. Sorry, I came out a little too strong.
Yeah. Are they bigger?
Nah, but like for some reason.
Are they monstrous?
Nah, just for some reason she lets Billy Bob pound it out. Like, make me feel good.
Oh, here I'm thinking of the movie Monster. I'm like,
he's the with Christina Ricci and what's her name? With
dirty ass Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Where she plays a serial killer.
She looks like a fucking chimney sweep in the whole movie.
That she's not opposite. Christina Ricci isn't opposite Charlize
Theron. No, that you're thinking of Black Snake Moan.
No, I'm not thinking about that one.
No. Isn't that a porn?
No, that's when Samuel L. Jackson had himself a white slave.
Tyler Sex Tape.
No, he was helping her.
Okay. Whatever you want to call it.
To go back to Rich's thing, you know how they fucking found Pierce Brosnan as James Bond?
No.
He did a Diet Pepsi commercial as fucking James Bond. Way, like, a long fucking time before he was casted. And they were just like, yeah, that guy.
Oh, it's like he's a real life.
The more you know.
Yeah. Editor, add that shit.
I would think that like they saw him in Mrs. Doubtfire, and then they're like, oh, this guy. He's got a Mercedes.
Was that before Bond? I think it was before Bond, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Bond was like 97, 98, right? Like around that time. Yeah. 96, 97, 98.
GoldenEye was 95.
Oh shit. Fuck. 95, 96, 97? No. He did three, right? He did GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies. What was the first one?
Hold on. He did Tomorrow Never Dies.
GoldenEye.
He did Die Another Day.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
It was three.
Damn.
It was
three each.
What's the one with the guy with the it was the Asian villain with the ice in his face with Halle Berry?
That was The Spy Who Shagged Me.
The Spy Who Shagged
that's
Me.
That's Die Another Day, and he's got diamonds in his face.
Yeah, that was...
Got fucking diamonds.
That's probably one of my favorite villains.
He was low-key a rapper.
Diamonds.
The Chief was pretty good, too. The one with the Casino Royale, that was a pretty good villain, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite...
So, what I gather from all this is that you guys don't fuck with Daniel Craig at all.
I was going to say, I didn't get to me yet. Daniel Craig is my favorite Bond.
Daniel Craig is cool. That first, what's the first Daniel Craig movie?
He's not handsome enough for me.
Casino Royale.
No.
Casino Royale.
He's not handsome enough to be a Bond for me.
That first scene in Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to that. I thought the same thing. But that first scene in Casino Royale where he's chasing that one dude over roofs and shit, that's like the best Bond scene ever.
Is it roofs or is it roofs?
Roofs.
Roofs?
Roofs like hooves?
Or is it
hoofs or is it hooves?
Is it Rufuses?
Is it cans or is it cons?
I don't know. I
always thought that he wasn't, back to your point, I always thought that he wasn't that
cute. Daniel Craig's not getting no bitches.
He said he wasn't that cute.
He wasn't, no. Because like when I thought of Bond, like Sean Connery, sure, he was Scottish and shit. But I was like, yo, he's kind of handsome.
No, a young Sean Connery, though?
Young Connery?
Yeah.
Young Con? The young Con.
I don't know, dude. Even young Connery kind of looks...
Not to your liking.
Nah. Okay, fine.
Doesn't do it for you?
Curveball, who's your most handsome James Bond?
Oh, it's got to be Timothy Dalton.
Fuck.
All right, lights off. Lights off. Get your dick sucked, right?
You're turning it off.
You turn it back on. Sean Connery sucking your dick. What you doing?
he looks up and he's like, welcome to the Rock. Bitch, get off my dick.
I'm good.
Definitely. Definitely Pierce Brosnan. I just didn't think that Daniel Craig was Bondish enough for me.
Why I'm gonna say Craig Mack?
Don't say Craig Mack.
Of all people,
he was ugly as shit.
I
like Daniel Craig.
I legit had the best idea for a James Bond series, and Sony lost hundreds of millions of dollars
because they did. Because
you pitched it. Sony.
Did you pitch it? Did you pitch it?
Fuck Sony.
Nah.
He looked right at the camera. Sony lost.
You lost out.
Should have pitched it to Sony. They would have picked it up. And
greatest James Bond idea of all time.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
You don't want.
No, because he might still be able to use that idea.
We heard your White Chicks 2 idea. And
I don't think you guys want another one of my movie rants.
Oh, we want them all.
Because he doesn't want to go through that and then y'all just shit on it. With some like random shit. Or one of the soundboards goes off after you just win on a perfect script. No, don't do that to yourself, Charles.
You should just mix the two ideas together. Like the Bond and White Chicks? Like I have Bond come through like to a poker game doing blackface? He's like, oh, what's your name? Antoine. Would you like a martini?
Actually, that was pretty fucking funny. Twan. Antoine.
There he goes, yo. Would you like some, would you like a martini, sir? Henny. Yeah, no, dude. No, Henny.
Henny. On the rocks.
Not even Henny, Henny Coke.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That'd be, yo, that's the movie right there.
Henny Coke.
Is that Idris? That's Idris.
That's Idris's role that was supposed to be.
Idris Elba should have been Bond.
My fucking James Bond idea would have had Idris Elba.
Yeah. As Bond?
Yeah. Sony.
Sony, a.k.a. Phony. Sony. Phony. Sony. Phony.
Yo, is Sony a thriving studio, by the way? Just checking. Just want to make sure that they're thriving, if they're thriving or not.
They make money.
Yeah, Charlie, are you trying to get into Sony?
No.
Okay, good. Well,
there's plenty of other studios.
I'm all right.
Let me just say that.
Trying to get into Blumhouse?
Yes, Idris Elba is probably the new Morris Chestnut. Or no. The
no.
The English Morris Chestnut.
The English Chestnut?
Because Alex watched the whole Idris Elba movie.
Another
from 2016.
Was it another yummy cast?
Did you wonder why?
No, I knew why.
Yummy ass cast.
Super angry. I knew why. I was there.
Was no, it, I wasn't. Was it, she's over here home alone watching the Idris Elba movie.
He's over here watching The Wire. He's like, yo, his accent isn't even like that. He mad British.
Which movie was it? Was it The Unborn?
No, The Take. Which was to DVD movie
with which had a yummy cast. A
yummy ass.
Oh, you like the prince or the king from Game of Thrones?
The king from
wasn't Homeboy with the green eyes in that? Which shit?
Oh shit, no,
Michael Robert. Ealy.
You know what I'm thinking about?
Robert Stark.
I'm thinking about the king one with Michael Ealy and Chris
Red
Brown.
Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
We're thinking about two different movies. Good looking, sorry. I fucked up.
Yummy.
Yo, Al, why you fucking with Idris Elba?
That wasn't the Gold Rush one.
Is it the accent?
The Take.
No, I didn't even know he had an accent until 2 years ago.
Do you fuck a British accent, though?
That's cool.
It's cool, whatever.
I prefer, American South Korean accent.
Yo, Gary jumped into his British accent
shut
real quick.
Shut the fuck up. You're a goddamn liar. Because Gary's voice is trash.
I have a good voice.
All of them.
Nice and sick.
There was so much tremor and so much bass in that.
You know what? We're going to announce today the Convos of the Condo is moving forward with just me, Charlie, and Mike, and Gary's going to go do mukbangs. You should do mukbangs. I think you'd like
pop. I think it'd be good.
This is probably the third consecutive episode.
Do keto mukbangs?
Keto mukbangs would be... It'd be just a lot of chewing because it's a lot of meat, Paul.
I mean, the game's the game, right?
I'm out, dude.
You're out.
I'm out.
Out of mukbangs?
Yeah.
You don't do mukbangs? Is that too low?
We don't do mukbangs, bro.
What the fuck?
You ain't in the mukbangs?
That's crazy.
Yo, Charlie, you would not direct my mukbang.
That should be like so beautiful.
I got a weak stomach for like food shit.
Oh, so you can't watch people eat like chili cheese fries and shit like that?
Like the smacking of mouths and shit like that, it makes me want to throw up.
So ASMR is not your shit.
No.
But that's why you don't like The Dark Knight.
Wait, what?
What?
You gotta let me know.
Because Heath Ledger's always smacking.
You wanna know how I got these scars? My father.
Oh, God, dude.
How do you feel about so
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
How hockey mask.
No, he said hockey pads. How do you feel about cutting soap? Like, you know, when they like cut little slices in it and then like shred through the soap? The ASMR stuff?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You never seen soap
he's
cutting?
He's going into ASMR. He's
that shit is so relaxing. You never seen that shit? Where they just cut soap and, or like they shave soap and it just looks beautiful. You never seen that shit?
What?
I'm gonna send you videos. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to see them.
No. I don't want to see the ASMR.
You want to see some ASMR?
Since we're on the subject of film, do you guys mind if I announce something here?
Oh please, shit, fuck.
Go for it, man.
All right.
I've always wanted you to ask. Go ahead.
All
right. I'm ready.
You ready?
Take a sip real quick.
It's the least.
It's not for Rich. All right, Mike.
Okay.
I brought a present for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Okay. So.
No, you can stop. You shouldn't have. I'm not
continuing. All right, shit, dude. I'll put it back in my bag. Okay, so I know that last time we were talking about Batman and shit like that.
We were. All
right.
You're a Canadian.
You're.
Last time we were talking about.
Hey, you can let me finish.
No, you're not. I am.
Won't hit.
That's thank my you, quarrel sir. With him. But go.
Thank you. What the fuck? We're just digging this shit up while I'm giving him like a fucking.
This is how you
gift?
Treat the bee mics. Go.
Yo, if you want me on here, throw that shit in there and be like, all right, continue.
If you don't want me on here,
this is why I fucking hate this guy. All right, go ahead. What the fuck?
No. He could have chosen, my thing is, he could have chosen so many words. He said, that's my quarrel, man. I have never heard you use quarrel in all of our friendship.
Yeah, and also, don't ever have a quarrel with me, bro. If you don't want me on the cast, I'll get off. I'm fine.
He has no qualms for sticking you.
I already have the name to my solo podcast, so it's all good.
I have a vast vocabulary.
All right, go ahead, Charles. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to give a gift to somebody.
And he's bringing quarrels.
You dug up something deeper, Charles.
Thanks a lot.
Why are you wearing a mask?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Gary made me uncomfortable.
I'm done, dude.
Okay, so Batman. We were talking about Batman.
Yes, okay. So you like superhero shit.
I do.
You're a fan of Batman.
I am.
All right. Why are you laughing? And we did talk a little bit about how my dad, he worked on Batman and Robin, which is arguably the worst fucking Batman movie of all time, but somehow you
and also
like
the Son of Mask.
Disagree. I think it's great. I loved it.
Your dad also worked on Okja.
None of those movies that Rich mentioned my dad
Okja,
ever... Yes,
who's
I did.
Who's Okja?
You never seen Okja? She made me cry.
It's a Bong Joon-ho movie.
What porno is that? Oh, she got an Okja, bro.
At this point...
I'm never going to get through this shit.
At this point, just give it again. All
right. Okay. Yo, she's like, so much wood in that mouth.
So...
she got Okja. Corpse of Bride.
Motherfuckers, dude. So... My dad worked on Batman and Robin.
Okay.
As a visual effects director, he also worked on Birds of Prey.
Okay.
And the show, way back in the day, gotcha. It got fucking canceled after one season.
I like
that.
Please be Bat Nipples. Please be Bat Nipples.
So it's not Bat Nipples. So in order to film visual effects plates, they had to put them on huge pieces of film because they wanted to get the most detail out of it. Mm. So they filmed it on fucking IMAX film.
Okay. No.
What?
This is legit IMAX film of background slates of Gotham City from Batman and Robin and also the Birds of Prey.
Holy shit.
Keep pulling.
Yeah. Does, like, it's clear.
Does it have Arnold Schwarzenegger on there going, you're going to need to cool
off.
You
can backlight that shit or whatever, but that's all stills from...
They have
Batman and Robin and shit that they use.
So
during the car chase and shit when they're chasing Mr. Freeze and like jumping over the guy's fucking hand and shit like that. That's all the background shit that they use.
Oh, I have a fucking superhero boner right now. Well,
there you go.
I think it's time for you to.
Gary's like, cool. What's that look like? You're getting a hug once we get off camera.
With the boner.
Super
this
erect.
This isn't going down.
The scale.
This is insane.
Yo, remember the time?
This right here is my favorite part right here.
Oh, it got a burn in it because they were shooting it through a projector.
Still, it's the sickest part of it.
If you need me to thread that through a projector, let me know. I can still thread.
That's insane.
I can also build the movie if you want me to.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Let me know if you want me to build film for you. I can do it.
Oh, dude, this is so sick.
I used to be a projectionist.
Ooh, roll that up. I had a little game. Okay,
but before we get to that game,
gracias, señor.
Can we just, talk about how Gary has a quarrel with me?
Oh. No, we can't.
Expose him.
So, let's play a little game to get us...
That burn is main to everything. I'm sorry. Continue. Sorry.
All right, yo. This game is called Guess Who's at the Door. Guess Who's at the Door.
Pierce Brosnan.
Hopefully.
I like how I'm rapping off.
So,
I know.
So, you guys are going to have... I'm going to describe somebody. Okay. Something. And then you open the door and you say, oh, it's this person or whatever.
Someone
gotcha.
Had
going to... Okay.
Right.
This person. Or who... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's at the door.
Okay.
Wears red pants. is the face of a multi-billion dollar company, and is black.
Fuck, I was going to say Ronald McDonald, which it could still be, because I don't know if Ronald's black or white. Mm. But he has yellow pants. Good choice. But he has yellow pants.
Good choice. We'll go around the table. Everybody gets a turn. So, everybody gets a turn.
Billion dollar company with red pants. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
And is black.
And is, oh yeah, I forgot he also is black. It's not Iron Man because he was white as fuck.
However, hey, can you hit the camera, Charlie?
Sure.
However, you could argue that this person is doing whiteface.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The lightest of faces.
Who wears red pants?
Who wears
red Mike, pants? It's on you. I'll let you go. Because I don't know.
Kanye West?
Overalls?
It's gotta be Kanye West.
Oh no, overalls?
Overalls definitely seems like a black Republican thing. You know?
That's a good song.
MAGA.
I feel like I'm sticking with Kanye West, but
overalls. No, red overalls. Is that Ronald McDonald? No, he had yellow pants, right?
He's black, though.
Multi-billion dollar company.
McDonald's a multi-billion dollar company.
I know, but it's not Ronald McDonald. How about that? Or else I would have been like, yo, you got that shit right.
Off the rip.
Offset.
It's like fucking Family Guy. Man. It's a jackal. Jackal.
The jackal? No.
Shout out to Yogi Yoga. Who has red pants?
Red pants. Hey, if you can't guess it, guys, then I win.
I pass. I'll let Charlie and Mike go for
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. Who the fuck wears red pants every day?
Every day, B.
Overalls, though. Is it fucking Clifford?
Yo, Clifford is naked.
Oh,
it's he's Clifford. Red.
He's a dog. He's not black.
Is it like D-O-G or like D-A-W-G? Because then
the face.
Of pass, dude.
Pass.
Who is it?
You lost me.
You do the voice all the fucking time. It's Mickey Mouse, baby.
Oh, he's not black.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
No, I'm not giving you that.
Hell no.
Do the voice.
Oh, hey there, little buddy.
That's what he said.
Mickey Mouse.
He's at the door.
He's black, but a white face.
Yeah.
You didn't mean race. You just said he was the color black.
I didn't say this game was going to be easy.
No, I hate you for it. I love you for it. All right.
Next.
Keep going. Next one.
That's like some Riddler shit, dude.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. Gorillas, man.
Don't mention the shirt.
Too late.
Please, God.
We're there.
Well, I'm going to call you Batman. I got to use a different animal.
How do you feel about Beach, what was it?
All right, go ahead.
What's the last album? What's it called? Beach something?
Plastic Beach.
Plastic Beach. How you feel about Plastic Beach?
That's not the second last album.
My bad.
It's not
go
bad.
Ahead. Go ahead, Gert.
All right, this person at the door played a headless horseman, is the king of New York.
Johnny Depp.
And shoved a watch up his ass.
Christopher Walken.
Woo! Woo! Callback. There you go. Charlie's on the board.
Hold up. I got all that. I got everything that you said, but when did he shove a watch up his ass?
Pulp Fiction.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Offset.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so we...
Charlie's on the board.
Christopher How Walken come has I come...
Put the come watch on. In my ass.
Was that you? Was that you taking a shit?
That was the worst walking impression.
Yeah, was that you putting the watch up your head?
You know what it is? It's like sometimes, like I don't know if I'm doing walking or like Bill Cosby.
That was definitely the.
Birth. I was like, I start my walking with like, Izzy. That's how I start my walking, bro. All right, next one because I fucked that one up.
All right. Did you guys like that movie, by the way?
Which one?
The Headless Horseman movie.
What's I like it.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow's great. That's
yeah, man. And it's also, had Rico from Starship Troopers in it.
And it's also a Tim Burton movie.
Right? And the pretty boy.
Rico from Starship Troopers.
It's a Tim Burton movie, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
a Team Burton. But
not Team Burton.
Burton.
No, but I am Team Burton.
Team Burton.
Teamy?
It had a, what's his name, that is in every Tim Burton movie, Johnny Depp.
Yes, yeah. And Christopher Walken had sharp teeth.
He did.
What's your favorite Christopher Walken appearance in a movie?
Ooh, probably
Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
I'm Joe Dirt. Yeah. You want to talk to the mic? I got a backup mic right here.
You don't remember him in Joe Dirt?
Uh-uh.
He plays the janitor at the school that he works at.
Oh. I'd say True Romance. When he speaks to Dennis Hopper about being Sicilian.
Yeah.
I like that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with that. Who's your next?
The Wedding Crashers is cool too.
Wedding Crashers is great.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Who's at the door? Battle to survive aboard a spaceship. Looks great in underwear. A true heartbreaker.
Mark Wahlberg.
No. Why? Because he looks great in underwear?
Because he had the fucking Calvin Klein promos.
Yeah.
You see him in those?
Back when Mark Wahlberg... Whoops.
Okay. he had the Calvin Klein. Damn, he had the Calvin Klein. He was also in Transformers, the outer space theme. Yeah. What was the other third clue? I got outer space and I got underwear.
Oh, a true heartbreaker.
And he'd be breaking hearts, bro.
Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, this is how we used to get the party start.
You know what?
Mix
you,
in you, with you. Bacardi Dark, and when it sits in, you can hardly talk. And by the sixth in, you're going to probably fall.
Exactly.
You'll be sick then.
I'll pass.
I'm shady. No, that's the wrong song.
That is
the
wrong song.
All right, it's not Mark Wahlberg. You got to get this one. Great in underwear. Aboard a spaceship.
It's not me.
Another great to survive.
Great in underwear throws you
come
off.
Come on, motherfucker. This is up your alley. I made this question for you. I thought you were going to get this one quick.
Heartbreaker. It's the thing that fucks me up because it's got to be to some.
Mariah Carey? No.
Pass, man.
Sigourney Weaver.
The fuck?
Oh.
See?
Oh, because she's an alien, bro.
She's an alien. She might have been the queen alien, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is she had the baby in her stomach. Sigourney, right?
Yeah.
She just busses out.
But she
busses out?
But an iconic scene is her in the underwear.
At the end of Alien.
Yeah. And she's in the movie Heartbreakers.
That's the thing that fucked me
up. It's not going to be easy.
Dude.
Hey, you're making it interesting.
All right. Another one?
Next one. Yeah, I got another one. Occupation? At the door. You're making too much noise. It's the sheriff.
Okay.
Okay?
Rick Grimes.
What?
No! Come on, give me a high five. Come on. Mike, you got me.
That was impressive.
Oh,
that was impressive. That was impressive.
Coral!
That's bullshit, bro.
Making too much noise?
I'm glad that I didn't finish it because... The third hit was crazy.
Let me hear it. Let's hear it. Nah, for sure.
It says, originally from the state of Georgia, enjoys dark meat.
Yeah, Michonne, baby. Am I right?
Yeah, that's
super dark.
That would have been,
that's like that's Lupita crazy. Nyong'o dark. Yeah, I fuck with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fucked, dude.
No, she's really pretty.
Michonne or Lupita Nyong'o?
Both.
Is that her name?
No, they're different people.
Oh.
Racist.
I don't know her.
You all look alike. That's fucked up, Gary. Different people. Nobody said
that. All right, go ahead.
I fuck with him, though.
All right.
Winner. I got a point. Nobody has a point yet.
I have a point, bro. We're tied.
This is for you.
Oh, damn.
Tiebreaker.
On the spot.
Or tie maker.
I got a gift. Leave me alone.
Known as an overweight homosexual.
The fuck?
Fuck.
This is for you.
James Corden? I don't know.
Is he gay?
I don't know.
Is it Magic Johnson's child?
I mean,
whole wife?
I mean, but he's like low-key gay. James Corden, low-key gay. Like, you don't do carpool karaoke and like not suck a dick.
He's European. Europeans have an eclectic...
European, like, they low-key gay. You right. All Euros are bi, is what Alex is saying. Not me. That's Al.
Quote.
Al said that quote. Yeah. All
right, second hint. Likes to sing. So it could be James Corden.
Oh, fuck. So far, it's James Corden.
Use a tree to scratch his back.
Is that a Baloo?
There you go.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Hold on, Baloo's gay?
No, but bears are known as overweight homosexuals.
Okay, I get it.
He's
not making it easy.
Bear necessities.
I'm glad I got that.
Simple
though.
Bear necessities.
Well, I don't have a tiebreaker.
Now you gotta make one.
I know. You gotta make one up, dude.
Woo, on the spizzy.
And you probably couldn't.
All right.
Blue was low key okay. gay though.
I got. I one.
Don't. Pretty sure he wanted to suck off a
Bagheera.
No, I'm talking about Mowgli.
Dude, come on, man.
That's pedo.
What? It doesn't count because he's an animal. Well, it's not statutory if you're not a human.
Still bestiality.
You right. So what? That's all Mowgli, bro.
Yo. That's all. Because Mowgli was like, oh, I'll bring it Baloo.
Baloo was like, well, fuck it. Bear necessities.
Yeah, you can't knock his bear necessities.
Yo, Baloo's gone Baloo. Yeah. All right, tiebreaker.
All right, tiebreaker.
Okay, you got one? Right,
go ahead. Yeah.
He's lying.
This guy dresses up as a lady, right?
Jamie Foxx.
Tyler Perry.
Wait a minute.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's one hint.
Very funny.
I know you guys want to go. Yeah. It could be those people. I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
John Leguizamo and Tu Wong Fu.
now you're getting me, Charlie.
Speaking of John Leguizamo, I just watched Empire.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I like that. Love it. It's great.
Like the other day? It's not as good as it was when I saw it back in the day.
It didn't age well?
No, it didn't age well. Like
how he killed Fat happening. Joe with a shotgun?
Yo, Fat Joe.
He popped from the back.
Trying to fend him off with a gun. Yo, big ass couldn't even move. Like he was holding a toy.
He tried to kill somebody from a chair.
And his son got popped?
Oh, he gets popped.
And his son.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At the end, because they think they killed everybody, and then the son makes noise, and homeboy's like, and shoots his son in the chest.
It's a sad
That's what
sad
he gets ending. For not staying in the room. All right.
Let the man finish so I can win. Go ahead.
Okay, so cross dresses, right?
Yep.
All right.
Gary had one clue. He had one clue.
Oh, damn. She know already?
Wait. How, you know?
Yeah, she knows already.
Go. Hit the mic.
Really? Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Damn, that would have been a good guess. I like how
you're keeping up with the continuity of the episode.
Yeah.
But, no. Cross dresses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Has a furry little tail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And I would say sex symbol.
These are rare. No way.
Rocket Raccoon.
And you know what? He comes from
Bradley Cooper, bro.
A Caribbean land. Yeah.
What the fuck? So he's Jamaican. He cross dresses.
Yes.
See.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Well, that's Mexico. That's not as Caribbean, but you're on the right
track.
I'm on
the cusp.
You're on the cusp.
I'm really not, but...
See.
What's that last one?
He had a furry tail, too, though.
Yeah, he does have a furry tail.
I do, okay.
Fievel, because he goes west.
I don't know why. When he said furry tail, and I spelled it T-A-L-E. I thought Fievel as well for no fucking reason at all.
Because
Fievel doesn't cross-dress.
I'm that deep.
Just with furry tail Fievel, yeah. Like, that's straight true.
Who cross-dresses and is Jamaican?
I said Caribbean. I didn't say... And is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Are you talking about Johnny Depp?
What's the difference?
Not Johnny Depp?
Between Caribbean and Caribbean. It's not Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't stop me.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
It's the same.
Huh? Tomato.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But no.
Cool.
I'm saying... I'll ring off another hint.
Yeah, please.
Please.
He... Fuck. So he cross-dresses. Caribbean...
Has a fuzzy tail.
Fuzzy ass tail. Pepe Le Pew.
That's what I was
saying. His behavior is in his name.
Oh shit. The Tasmanian Devil.
No.
I was thinking Wile E. Coyote, but.
Come on, man. I'm giving y'all the hints. Do y'all know who it is? Comment down below.
Who's in the Caribbean, though?
Fuck, dude. We suck at this.
At the door. You're not letting him in. You got Mickey Mouse in here. Christopher Walken. Baloo.
Baloo's over here sucking off Mowgli. Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes is in here.
Dude, is there any animated character that's Coral. Caribbean?
I can't.
It's not an anime. Why is it animated?
It's got a fluffy tail.
Well, I just gave you that hint. It's not animated.
Who the fuck is gonna have a fluffy tail in real life?
Oh, who said in real life? Just use that as a hint as for the person. Fluffy tail, cross dresses.
Is fluffy tail like
Caribbean
code for like big booty?
No, it's not a code for like anything. He's got his behavior in his name.
Well, if it is, and you got a fluffy tail, comment down below.
My name is Bad Bunny. I'm Bad Bunny, Snoop.
Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Yo, I win.
Nobody wins, bro. I win. Bullshit ass hit was that? He has a fluffy tail. No, he fucking doesn't.
My name is Bad Bunny.
Oh my god. Bad Bunny, bye bye.
Yo perreo sola. No.
Alex.
That's your shit.
That's your shit.
You better get him out.
When she's at work, you bust.
I had to come up with it off the, you know, off the cuff.
Why does he have a fluffy tail?
Because bunnies. His name is Bunny.
Bunnies don't even have fucking tails though.
Is that just rabbits?
They have a stub. They have a poof.
A poof, a fluffy tail.
A poof, a tail, tomato, tomato.
All right. Y'all lost that one.
I said stop it. All
right. Well,
thank you, Rich.
You all win because y'all got a point.
All of a sudden.
Oh, thanks, Gary.
Winners.
Yo,
how you feel about Tyga having OnlyFans?
He does?
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
And a picture leaked. That showed his
a picture
tiger claw.
Well, no, I saw a picture with all these ladies around him, topless ladies.
I saw a picture with Durr.
Oh yeah,
of course you did. Same place you saw Chris Evans.
Yeah, probably the same place.
Was it tiger dick?
Yeah, my gallery.
You still got it?
You still got it.
I'll send it to the podcast.
No,
thread.
Please don't.
But yeah, so
Charles is part of it. So no, please don't.
And Charles. So Tiger,
this does he have stripes? Does it have stripes?
Does it have stripes?
No, but he might be vegan because he definitely has mushroom.
So big that it has stretch marks.
It should.
How your dick have stretch marks?
But I was reading that Tiger, so he started his OnlyFans and. Completely explicit, him with chicks, you know, the whole thing. And it said that he's already making like
I'm sure,
like $5 million from
I'm sure.
Fuck,
just from the OnlyFans, like from these thirsty ass.
He's women, he's the beating out Safari.
The want to see him put his lime in the coconut.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see. I would picture like his music playing in the background and him getting it on with these vixens. You know what I'm saying?
Like him just like busting ass to like
him.
Yeah.
To taste.
No. What was the one before that?
You just
Racks?
Wanted to get to that part, huh?
Racks.
Rack City.
Hey, well, how Gary?
Rack City, bitch.
Yo, see Gary twerk live on the podcast is nuts.
You're.
And you know what? Actually, I think out of everybody here, the best twerker is probably Charlie. Charlie.
Rack City, bitch.
Be twerking?
I mean, I got a big old back, but I can't.
I got a big old back.
Charlie got a big old back.
Oh, dude.
Yo.
Episode 100. Charles going to bust it wide open for the podcast.
No, he's going to bust his back wide open. No, that's funny.
Either way. So how do you feel about it? Do you think you would subscribe to it?
No.
No, but you know what? There's this, I forgot the name of this girl. Oh, she used to date Jake Paul. I saw
Isn't
today.
Isn't that Bella Thorne?
No.
Oh.
I forgot her name. She used to date Jake Paul, and she was actually saying, if you vote for Joe Biden, she's facing like time right now, like up to 2 years, I believe, because this is illegal. If you vote for Jay Biden, I will send you a nude.
Damn.
So, like 10,000 people.
What do we got to show her? Like our I voted sticker?
Yeah. No, they sent the ballot.
Oh, shit.
And of them voting for that's illegal. And sent the ballot. That they voted for Joe Biden, and she sends out nudes. Wow, forget her name. It's like her last name is Mowgli Mowgli
back.
Mogo Migo, some shit like
What's
that.
What's her at, bro?
Off camera. Look out. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, when you find out, let me know, because I'm sure trying to get that.
She going, you voted for Joe Biden?
Hannah Mongo. Mangao?
Mango? Is it C?
Mango.
M-O-N-G-E-A-W-A-U.
Yeah, it's like mango.
Like a mango.
Mango time.
Mango time.
Hashtag booty for Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. That shit is.
That was legit, man. Yeah. Did y'all watch the SNL Jim Carrey as Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
It was all right.
I thought it was going to be funnier. I thought it started off with a lot of steam and then it just lost
it. It definitely lost it towards the end. Yeah. But it was definitely like people were just happy to have SNL back plus. Jim Carrey as Joe Biden. Because, like, what, Woody Harrelson was Joe Biden before? Who else was Joe Biden?
Well, he did a great job, I thought, but it was
Woody Harrelson did pretty good.
No.
Jim Carrey. Yeah, he did pretty good. Yeah. He actually...
He's in the face and everything.
Wait, Jim Carrey's a really, like...
Woody Harrelson isn't the one that doesn't wear deodorant, right? Oh, that's Matthew McConaughey.
I bet they both don't. They're honestly very similar people.
They both look like some old natural essence ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yeah. You wear deodorant?
Yeah, dude.
What's your go-to? Do you like the antiperspirant, the blue bar thing, or like the gel?
I do like dry apply.
Uh-huh. You don't just do the axe.
You out here smelling like Phoenix?
Nah, dude, because it fucks with your lungs, man. You're not supposed to breathe that shit in.
Oh, damn.
Which one? Oh, axe?
Like spray. Any type of spray.
So you're not trying to make a hole in the ozone layer is what you're saying.
I'm not trying to die young.
I can't do the antiperspirant because I hate the like that white one. Because then you get like little chunks on your armpit. Gross.
No, I use all natural.
So you stank, basically.
I forgot. Nah, I don't. You want to smell me?
Nah, I'm good.
Smell me?
You want to smell me? He a freaking dale. He turned the E-40 on me.
You smell me?
Schmigadale.
Smell me? I forget what it's called, but I use some all natural charcoal shit.
Charcoal?
Yeah.
On your pits?
Yeah. What's it called?
Schmidt.
What the?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that shit.
You are a piece of Schmidt. Bro, you probably stank, man.
Nah, bro. That shit is...
Mike, what you got?
Actually lasts a long time. That's why I have it. Like, it lasts a good long time.
I use the Pure Sport Old Spice.
Okay.
Yeah, but not the white stick.
I use the white stick. Oh, you use the white stick? Yeah. Oh, you got little chunks in your shit.
Not if you do it.
Chunky
if
ass.
If you, like, do excess of it, yeah.
Chunky ass pits.
Not if you put your arm over the stove, let that shit melt.
Like wax? Yo, Mike's got a glisteny ass, like, armpit.
Just gotta, it's good quality. It doesn't turn into all that shit. Nice. Like sticky ass powder.
Hey, like, just put your armpit over a candle. And just, woo! Wax on wax.
Well, Mike, did you hear about your president?
The president. I've been getting these calls, man.
What?
I've been getting these calls.
No, I've been getting these texts from Biden.
No. You be getting these what from Biden?
Well, I was from the Biden campaign. Have you been getting those?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Rich.
Holy shit. Guys.
What happened?
I'm answering this shit. I've been getting these fucking calls all day. Get this shit.
He called you personally?
I don't know who it is. I think it is. Let's see.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is the commander-in-chief, leader of the Proud Boys. Defeater of the China flu, President Donald Trump.
Hold on. No, you're not. This is Trump, not President Trump.
President.
No, not President Trump.
You got it wrong.
No, I didn't. No.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
You sound like you can't breathe.
It's one of the good ones. I believe his name is Kanye West. Kanye West.
No, you're talking about Kanye.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Kanye is what I said. Please don't interrupt. I don't do that type of stuff to anybody.
No, you were interrupting.
To me.
No, you were interrupted by.
Well, Kanye West to that man, and he told me that I should tell others when they disrespect me that I am their OG
being spicy.
Hey, can you ask Kanye when the next album is dropping? Because I'm waiting on the next album.
What? You're disrupting everybody.
Yes, well, I was with a couple of my people. They told me that in order to deliver my huge news, that I had to talk to the right people, and I was told and referred to you guys, the boys from the combos at the condo. Disappoint all my proud boys.
Oh, we're not proud boys. That's definitely not us.
I'm proud as fuck.
I mean, I rock with pride.
People of America are all proud. They're proud Americans. They're all my boys and my girls.
No.
Except for those bad hombres.
See now, that's that shit. You gotta shut up. The bad hombre shit, you gotta stop talking like that, man. It's not good.
Yes, that's all very good and well. They have good hombres and they have bad hombres. You have to really be careful these days. Like I tell all my proud boys, when you go out to vote, stand by. Be very, make sure you're licking all around.
I think he's licking. Licking all around?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my sister's a proud girl.
We all have to respect the police.
No, there's a lot going on. Matter of fact, since you called us, you gotta talk on that.
That's not what NWA said.
I just called in, wanted to check in with my boys, my proud boys, the combos at the condo boys. Just wanted to let you guys know.
No, we're not.
Vote for Sleepy Joe. Gotta vote for me, your president in chief. All the good stuff is coming, people have is very, very
just
good
not
stuff.
Letting us talk.
Hydrochloroquine. We have, bleach.
Yeah, the bleach. No, you fucked up on that.
That I'm feeling much better.
No, you sound... Oh, shit.
Yes, I have to take deep breaths just to show people...
You took a line?
I am the almighty...
Fuck?
And a very good friend.
All praise.
He's about to spit a verse.
Oh, yeah.
Of all guys, his name is Putin. Putin, he's the one who put me up here. I mean, he's the one who showed me the way.
No. We heard that. We heard you. He put you there. We heard you say that shit.
I be the very best. I take those breaths because I'm a winner. All I do is win, win, win. Shout out to DJ Khalid.
No, it's Khalid.
Great relationship. Love him all the way.
It's Khalid, bro.
Look, when it comes down to it, our medical advances are going to be top notch. We have the best of the best. Nobody, not even China,
we've been hearing this shit.
In the flu. No matter what you want to call it, the COVID flu, all that stuff, the Chinese flu is what I call it.
No.
And I will defeat it like I will defeat Sleepy Joe. Just want to give a shout out to all of my proud boys, including my boys at the combo.
No, that's we're done. We're not talking to.
Yeah, let me tell you why we're done.
Of your president.
Let me tell you why we're done. Because breaking news: Trump is not going to support a new stimulus package until after the election.
Word, you think so?
He already said it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So if you're looking out for that extra 12 hundo in your account. For Christmas.
Yeah, Trump says, suck his dick, dude.
Suck his dirt.
Well, he got COVID, though.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Maybe that changes.
He just beat it.
He's
the almighty. Oh. So you're you said he was talking to you, the Proud Boys? Because that's not us.
I just thought of a great story right now.
Yeah.
All right, imagine, since you said Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Christmas Carol with Donald J. Trump.
Nice. As
Ebenezer Scrooge. Yo. You know, he gets visited by the three ghosts. What, the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future? Yes. Right? Christopher Walken, one of them.
Is Christopher Walken, what's the partner?
Hey, Donnie Walken.
Yo, why is Christopher Walken so awful, man?
I suck at Christopher Walken. I can't do it. I don't know.
And the ghost of Christmas future would be Bad Bunny.
He's not gonna have a Christmas future because.
Why did I think you were gonna say future himself?
That would have been fire, but continuity, right? Yeah, you're talking about that. You know what I'm saying?
The ghost of Christmas future is not gonna exist because.
There'll be no Christmas?
COVID.
Oh.
Ain't no future.
But Christmas future, Bad Bunny.
So it's what? Present, and future.
Who would be present?
Sleepy Joe. Just make it.
Now make it Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie.
Oh, that'd be fire. Because Bernie. Larry David as Bernie, which is better.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. I fuck with that. But yeah, so no stimulus package is what I'm reading. Not gonna happen.
That sucks, because I was like, really, I was hoping for it.
He's like, I'm trying to pay off the rest of this ring, bro.
I'm trying to pay off this way. Oh, how much is that videographer?
Hey, you want to shout him out, get a discount? Did they give you a
discount code? Yo, Mike, shout outs.
Shout outs.
Right here, right? Put the at right there.
Shout out to the videographer. Put it over my face.
Tell me off. Mike.
Shout out to the videographer.
I don't even know.
Yo, you're never going to get a videographer. Yo, Charlie, you available?
Yep.
He's like, I've been trying to tell you.
I've been trying to sell myself.
He's like, yo, I have a camera, steady hands.
Charlie, you're going to be at the wedding having fun. You know what I'm saying?
I can see Charlie at the wedding in like a brown suit.
I would never.
I don't know why. I can see Charlie in like a fucking UPS brown suit.
You know what's funny about all this is I picture. Okay, you guys get your videographer and all that. I still picture Charlie saying, "Fuck that! I'm still gonna film my own shit and bring his own camera."
He's definitely showing up with a backpack and like his own camera.
Yeah. Talking to the people that are doing the videography, like, yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all want to go head to head?
Yo, real quick, before we end the pod, Al, how do you feel about the superstitions that go into weddings?
What do you mean?
Like seeing your fiance the day of the wedding or before the wedding or whatever.
See, that's what I was thinking, bro.
Like, how do you feel about, like, do you believe in them?
I wouldn't say I believe.
Do you do like the so there's that. That's part one. And then like what about like the something blue, something borrowed, something whatever.
I wouldn't say I believe in them, but when it comes to like not seeing each other prior to either your first look or for the ceremony or whatever's planned for that day, I want to follow suit with that. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think it's bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Is it bad money?
Yo, you know how like in the debates they were hoping like that he had the power to cut people's mics off?
Yeah.
Really wish I had that power. Really fucking wish I had that power. Yo, I do have that power, actually. Yeah. No, right. So what about what's the other one? It's something borrowed, something blue, and what was the what's there's like a third one.
Something I have borrowed, no idea something what. Blue, something old, something new.
Oh shit, it's a fucking rhyme.
Look bars. At
Dr. Seuss invented
the
weddings.
More you know.
Okay, so something borrowed, something blue, something old, something new. How do you feel about that?
What are those things?
Yeah, what is
so
that?
So basically you have like basically it's saying like the bride needs to have something blue, something borrowed, like you're borrowing something from
like
your
a necklace
mom,
or,
your sister,
or something or
from
a bracelet
a
or some shit.
Bridesmaid, something.
Oh, okay.
Something blue in color.
Mm-hmm.
Something old, so something vintage, whatever the fuck. It
probably
doesn't have to be vintage, but something
like
old,
a veil
like
or
reused
some shit. Yeah.
Type of thing, or something, and then something new, which could be as simple as like your wedding dress. Your wedding dress is brand new, probably, unless you're reusing.
Husband's
that.
Brand new.
Brand new. You don't be acting.
Brand new.
So that's the thing. I don't know if I really care too much about that.
Okay, so Gary's gonna do it then.
Well, no, see what I thought.
Let me let you borrow.
You
something.
Can't. You can't see the bride.
Well, just let me
until.
Let me give you a garter belt, bro, for you to wear.
You got it. You wanna get
you
it?
You wanna pull it off?
But you gotta take it off during the wedding. You gotta drop
no,
your trousers.
You gotta take it off. You
gotta take my whole shoes off and shit.
Nah, you don't. Oh, I guess you do. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not wearing the skirt.
Nah, you gotta wear like tearaway pants, like
you're going I'm to, red foo.
Like you're going to a game. Yeah, do that. Fuck it.
I hate that I went to red foo.
I was like, why did you go there? But whatever.
Because I'm sexy and I know it.
That sounds like something Charlie bumps in the truck.
But you guys are on the same page.
She no, no. I thought you couldn't see the bride until the wedding, and then now that the videographers are telling me like there's something called the first look.
Yeah,
it's like a preview.
It's just whatever you decide. So a first look is technically more intimate.
I get that.
It's just you and your partner, as where when it's in front of like it's a ceremony, you're in front of 125 or however many people. Are
yeah,
I, but I know that a lot of people will do it where they don't do a first look, but they'll do like on the other side of a door. or something like that.
So where they're like holding hands, or they'll pass a note to each other, but they don't technically see each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
That's what Lauren and Adam did.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. Like, I thought you couldn't see each other until...
I thought so, too.
Hey, oh, all right, so I have a thing that I wish I could do.
But Alex is not...
I was going to say the same thing.
Undertaker entrance aside.
Okay, all right.
Alex is not letting me because she says, because I'm not Jewish, I can't smash... a glass.
Oh, fuck out of here, Al. I'm trying to yell Mazel Tov in that shit.
Yeah, I want to smash a glass.
Okay, but also, don't the Greeks do it and they're not Jewish?
Yeah, opa.
But it's yeah. Is that not like grapes. A cultural or religious thing?
Yeah, you could make it your thing.
Yeah.
It's Gary a wedding thing. Is whatever you want.
I mean, Gary low-key looks like Jewish and Greek at the same time. And also
maybe
like,
Greek,
Greek maybe, for sure.
And like, with a
I'm not seeing any Jewish.
he's cheap, and with like a splash of Anthony Davis.
Don't call me a greaseball.
Yeah, no.
Tsunami.
Hey, remember when greaser was like a racial term?
For
Hispanics.
I remember when some kids in like our class were like greasers. Yeah. Like they would roll up their sleeves and like put like a deck of cards in their
suit, new suit,
old suit, blue suit. I don't know. I thought we were doing Dr. Seuss. I don't know.
It seemed like it for a minute.
That was American Meat.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Mack, patty whack.
Let him get it going. It's all
give a dog a ball. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to smash it. Is it a glass?
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know where you were going with that.
For sure.
I was like, yo, for Alex is right here. He's like, yo. Like before the wedding, like, I want to smash.
For
I was
sure.
like, Jesus Christ.
For sure.
Yo,
I'm right with
the
you.
The bravery of this guy. The fucking bravery.
I forgot she was there.
So. It's like, well, she's on the trash can. I don't know what you're
doing. So. I'm toast.
As she said two podcasts ago, you're like, we are toast.
Kerry's like, I recognize those giggles. She's not laughing.
Yo, how often do you listen or watch?
Never. Damn, on the spot.
I'm not saying like you have to support, but like do you do it often?
I watch all the clips.
Uh-huh.
Good enough.
I listen every once in a while.
Okay, so
I don't listen to...
See, you're safe.
But now I'm going to.
You're safe.
Ah!
Shit. Because I don't know which podcast it was.
Sigh.
It was recent. It was recent. But me and Gary
you both... You dry snitching?
No, I'm not. We both agreed that we're dead.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna tell you which one it is though, so you can't find it, sucker.
It was recent.
Yeah, I know, dude. You don't gotta
search very far, bro.
You don't got a free 6.5 hours.
I work every day.
In your face, Alex. In your face.
We are on all DSPs.
Hey, don't tell her which DSPs were.
Go ahead,
like
I
want to
shut this bitch down.
She didn't know
what. Yo, Fico, shut up!
And that has been the last episode of Convos of the Condo. It's been nice. No, Charlie had a point. Go ahead. I think you had a point or something to say.
He's trying to get out.
Ah, fucking dude. It was about the way. It was about smashing glass. Who gives a shit?
Okay.
No, do you think
it's
I could do that?
He said it's a plate.
Well, it's a plate for Greeks, and then for Jewish people, they take a glass, they wrap it in fucking
that's
cloth,
what I
want to
do.
They smash it with
so then
glass.
You
yeah.
then
put
you make it your own. You make
so
it your own.
So we take a shot.
Yeah, I'm saying you don't. It's not a plate. It's not a glass. You gotta do like something else.
Yeah.
In the black community, they jump the broom.
Mm.
So they put a broom down and
what
then
the
both
fuck,
the couple.
Dude?
It's a thing. There's actually a whole movie.
I've heard about it, but I didn't know it was only black community. I don't know.
So Gary, your thing is like you should like jump like.
I've definitely heard of the broom
fucking
jumping,
frying pan or something.
Broom jumping, breaking glass. I've those are the only two I've heard.
You could do the
just
Puritan
throw
bed sheet.
What? Hold on. 1 second. Say what?
So the Puritans back in the day would put a bed sheet in between the bed, and then they'd cut a hole in it, and then they'd fuck through there.
Oh,
I just can't wait.
I do that shit now.
I can't.
I'm just gonna.
I know where you've been.
I'm just gonna put my penis through this hole.
Pussy pocket.
Yeah.
Hot pocket.
I can't wait for the wedding night.
How to be sexy.
And Alex has to play that game.
Stop!
Oh no!
Yo, I thought we were about to end it, but continue. Proceed.
No, because yesterday we watched Ready or Not. Have you
seen
that show?
Yeah.
And then Alex has to play that.
Yeah, you scared?
Game.
You got scared? You didn't like that?
I don't like scary movies at all.
Yeah.
But actually, I did enjoy it.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
It's a good one.
But this fool the whole time just kept saying, can't wait till you play the game.
Can't wait till she plays the game. And Rich,
yeah, that's not for you too, bro. You're in the same family.
Rich and Charlie gonna be running around with a crossbow.
That's my family. Let's be honest. Exactly.
Sitting on the toilet, googling how to use it,
yeah. YouTubing. Yeah. Yo, I definitely like Google, like, yo, best angle for crossbows and shit like that.
That was probably one of the funniest scenes. Yeah, I like that.
When homegirl kept killing all the maids.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to use it.
I suck.
Speaking of movies, Lion King 2.
Bro, okay, do you know anything about this? I don't know anything about this.
Simba's Pride.
I know that it's confirmed and everybody's coming back.
I feel like they should have done Lion King 1.5 first.
Simba's Pride?
Remember Lion King 1.5?
Was that Simba's Pride?
No, that was like with Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, it was just the Timon and Pumbaa movie. I just want to see Billy. Sure that was I just want to see Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen go at it.
Very much
VHS.
So.
VHS.
Yeah. So did Simba's Pride, didn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it went straight to VHS for sure.
All those fucking Disney movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the day when they didn't give a shit.
Hey, but how many you know what I like? 3. Aladdin 3. I really enjoyed
The 40
that.
Thieves?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
I like that one too.
Right?
Return of Jafar is the best one.
Yeah, that one too.
Cool,
but it wasn't in theaters.
No, both of them weren't. Yeah.
So... real quick, Disney movie, best music, which one?
Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
So you'd go Lion King?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Lion King.
Oh,
no,
fuck
way.
That. I'm going The Princess and the Frog.
Ah, fuck. I didn't even see that movie.
I don't know if this... Judge?
I like the opening.
I always think I fuck up on this, but the Aristocrats? Aristocats?
Oh. O'Malley!
Yeah.
Aristocat, Sophista Funk. Behold a lady.
I like it.
I see you standing on the wall. Mm-hmm.
We are Siamese.
Let me get in on this.
Pretty sure that's a different
song. No. That was definitely like, hey guys, let me get in on this.
Yo, we are Siamese.
Hey, it's a cat too.
Sometimes you just gotta stay out, bro. No.
Is that the same movie?
No,
bro, that's the Prince of Egypt. Yeah. I don't even think that's from.
No, they're cats.
That's Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Lady in the Tramp.
Wait, it is?
Yeah. That, when he sings, was like...
Aw, damn it, dude.
Yeah. Who's racist now?
Dope-ass soundtrack, too,
yeah,
by
that's,
the way.
That's a wonderful movie.
Yo, Lady in the Tramp was not about a hoey-ass dog.
Was not about
I thought it was.
Okay. That's fine.
They called the Tramp. The Tramp was a dude.
Yeah.
The lady was the lady.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
I thought it was like it was like about a dog who was like a stray, and then like there was like this rich-ass... poodle, who was just down to fuck all the time, and she was a tramp, but no.
As a kid, you thought this. When it came out, you was like, hey.
As a kid, because as a kid, when I thought of tramp, I was like, oh, that's definitely a hoe.
Yeah, faux show.
I had no idea. I was like, why are they calling the guy a tramp? Guys can't be tramps.
Mom.
Piggybacking off that,
yeah.
Though, like...
tramps?
Nah.
Piggybacking off the tramps.
As a kid, though.
Yeah.
So, was there a cartoon TV show or movie that you ever wanted to be in? Like, interjected
Fudge.
In?
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs? You wanted to be an Animaniac?
You ever seen Fudge?
Like, you, Dot, and Mo?
Just
Larry?
It was Dot... Fuck, what were their names, bro?
It definitely wasn't Moe and Larry.
Who was the one with the hat, the backwards?
That's what I'm laughing at.
Curly.
You, Dot, Moe, Larry, Curly. I'm talking about the Three Stooges.
He's like a Snap, Crackle, Pop.
He did the States.
What were the name of them?
I can't remember.
The States? Historia.
Historia.
Yeah, that was like kind of like an Animaniacs.
I remember Historia, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to be Animaniacs. Who do you want to be in? Or what did you want to be in?
I really always wanted to be thought. In Space Jam.
Space Jam was dope.
And would have been nice Jam. To be as a Monstar or a Toon Squad?
Toon Squad. I wish I was there, like, fucking getting dimes from Bill Murray. Pause.
I always want to be in...
If necessary. Yeah. If necessary, yeah. Pause.
I always want to be in the Magic School Bus. Mm-hmm. Ever since that episode where they were going to go in that little girl's bloodstream and they went through her nose...
I was like, yo, that shit is super fire. Imagine the field trip slip and giving that shit to your mom that day. Like, yeah, mom, no.
This is going
to
seem
fat. We're just going to go into her spleen. Actually, we'll be right back.
I actually have one that's going to seem fat as shit, but I don't give a fuck. I always wanted to be, whenever Scooby and Shaggy was eating, I always wanted to be there eating. They was always eating like good ass shit.
Yo, they're gonna be eating food and they're gonna see Mike walk in. Scooby's gonna be like, rah, rah.
I always wanted to be in Garfield.
Why you have Scooby sound so trash, bro?
Garfield eating lasagna.
Yo, Scooby's as good as my Christopher Walken.
Yeah, bro. Oh, man.
Do what I can.
You do what you can. What did you say, Karen?
Well, I always wanted to be in Garfield too, because he was always eating lasagna. Yeah,
and you love always lasagna that much?
Yeah, real G's moving silent, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, dude.
Dog, nope. That's so trash. I'm mad that you wanted to. Never mind.
I just had to say
it. Yeah. That shit was a long con, dude. Nobody fucking mentions Garfield. That whole thing was for that.
You Ocean 11.
No, I
know. I know.
You Ocean 11.
Actually, no, Garfield was going to be somebody at the door.
You should have. That would have been sick.
Miss Frizzle
eats lasagna.
Somebody would have guessed it right.
Has an orange coat.
That would have been better than
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. And it actually probably would have worked with the same set of clues.
So the episode is either going to be called "I Love Christopher Walken" or "I Love Bad Bunny."
Oh, I like Bad Bunny.
Yo, combo of the condo. This is episode 91. You piece of shit.
Before we get out of here, one more question. I got one more.
Go ahead. Yeah.
They say looking out at a landscape can be a stress reliever. In cinematography, would you rather see a view of a city or a landscape? Just a quick, you know. Would you rather see landscape or would you rather see a city?
I like cities.
Yeah, you like city?
Yeah. I like there's this
big
one,
buildings.
There's
shit.
One spot on when you're driving on the 210 east or west, depending on which way you want. But like there's one spot like right after like Glendale or whatever, and you're like going. It's not like, it's like next to the mountains. And it just has this perfect view of like Los Angeles and the city at nighttime and it's all lit up.
Okay.
That's like one of the best views for me.
It's like when you're going down?
Yeah, this is 210, yeah.
I like landscape. How about you?
City. I like architecture, so.
Yeah.
I like the city.
I do too.
There's this place called Perch LA in downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Mm.
Super, super good food, nice drinks. You go all the way up to the top, and you can just overlook Pershing Square there.
You mean it's called Parched LA? You know what I'm saying, buddy? Let's go! Let's fucking go! Shout out to Parched, baby!
Parched. Segway!
Coming to a music festival near you, bitch!
Oh, what? I like that. I like
a music festival?
A movie festival. Man, fuck you.
Would you rather hear profanity, or would you rather hear like stellar vocabulary?
I like vocabulary. I like the way the English language sounds.
I do too, but like when I'm accidentally run into an edited version of one of my favorite songs, I'm like, where the profanity at?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Even in movies, right?
Like, I don't
in movies too.
I don't want to listen to WAP and then hear Wet and Gushy.
Yeah.
And also like TV shows, like when it goes from like the regular shit to
No, go.
When it goes, you rubbing me and shit? when it goes like fucking network TV to like Netflix, you'd rather watch Netflix because you know you're going to get some curse words in that bitch.
Well, yeah. Alex had a point.
Oh.
So my dad always says that profanity, it just showcases the lack of creativity. Mm. Which, that kind of stuck with me, but at the same time, like, my vocabulary is trash, so I'm just going to keep fucking cussing.
There was somebody who said, what did your dad say? What was it?
That profanity is a lack of creativity.
Right, profanity, so there was somebody that posted that. It was a... some
must
fucking
think
Facebook
our
post.
Podcast sucks.
And somebody else responded to it, that's a fucking farcical argument.
Right? Cursed Dan, yeah.
To me,
yeah.
Wait, that's a cuss word and a like a.
Yeah.
They use fucking and then farcical.
Farcy.
I told you my vocabulary
farcical
sucks, man. What do you want?
Farcical does not go in the freezer. That is a word. That's a motherfucking word.
It sounds like a fart in the freezer.
I take curse words.
And they don't like Armenian Persians.
If you're going to go in there.
Man, we stand with the Armenians and Persians.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Yo, they blocked off Sunset and Western the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool, man. I just honked.
Because you said farcical. So.
Yeah.
You
know,
piggyback. No, yeah, you've been piggybacking this whole episode.
Shout out to the Armenians and anyone dealing with that. Mm-hmm. We stand with y'all. Yeah. Block Sunset and West, and I'll go, fuck, I'll block it with you.
All right, would you rather experience a sex scene or gratifying comeuppance? Like you see somebody in a movie or a TV show, like, and get their fucking theirs.
They get theirs?
Yeah.
Sexy.
You wanted the explanation. So you mean,
dude, what the fuck?
Sexy. Moving on.
You want the climax or?
Allegedly.
The climax.
Yeah, well, life is a journey, bro.
Yeah, how about you, Charlie? Did you want to go back to the other one? I feel like
No. How do you feel about sex scenes, Charlie?
I mean,
would you ever do one?
Yeah, man.
Like, not you personally, but like, shoot one?
No, I'd be in it.
Oh.
So, no, you had it right. Yo, first time you had it right.
Gary's like, take your girlfriend, flip her around.
Yo, that was the funniest shit. Just Gary's face, because, like, he literally went into deep thought right after he was like,
yo, every time Gary realizes that it's his sister, it makes me laugh.
He just really just.
But yeah, okay.
you can tell just the cogs going in your head.
Yeah, what you guys talking about some show, right?
What about
a soft YouTube thing, a soft white underbelly.
Sex scene or comeuppance?
Probably a sex scene.
If I'm being nasty. Honest.
Who is it? Two guys? Then nah.
But if I want to watch porn. I want to watch the movie. Give me the comeuppance.
Nah. If I'm watching gay porn, I want to see the comeuppance.
Once I found out how sex scenes are actually shot,
yeah,
it kind of turned me off to sex scenes.
Yeah,
because like they got to wear like the nude colored underwear.
Yeah,
they're
and then
uncomfortable.
They got like they duct tape their dick like all the way like to the back, and you got to tuck it.
Yep. And then like, you like rub against their belly.
I never knew that.
There was like a round table of some actresses, and like I forget what A-list actor she was talking about, but she's like, they were about to start the sex scene, and he goes, "I'm sorry if I do, and I'm sorry if I don't."
Yeah, because I'd get a boner. Like I got a boner right now. Touch it.
I still got my superhero boner.
You just reminded me of a. Interesting Hollywood story. Cool. My dad has. All right, my dad was
doing Son of Mask.
Completely fucking random. No, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Even worse, he was making Rambo 3.
Okay.
First Blood?
No, it wasn't even First Blood. It wasn't even Second Blood.
Rambo 3 was the one that they filmed in like fucking Taiwan or something.
Okay.
But so they're out in the middle of nowhere and they're on break. But back then, you know, you mic up the actors and everything. Mm-hmm. And Sylvester Stallone was taking a break in his, you know, in his trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he brought in like a bunch of girls with him, like two or three.
Yeah.
And
Sly had the bitches.
The nice. Sound guy was
Sly
there
devil.
Listening.
Oh.
And he shared it. With all the guys there. So my dad was listening in on it, and you could hear the women just being like, ew, gross, like, get away from it. And Sylvester Stallone is just like, come on, just touch it. Just over and over again.
Oh, Sly, you Sly W.
Hey, what do you mean?
Come on,
just give it a little touch. Yeah. Expendable.
Yo, you guys were talking shit about my Sylvester Stallone, and also, what was my other impression?
We're doing pretty good.
Christopher Walken, whatever. Your guys' impressions are nowhere near as good as mine.
Carlos in the condo.
Yeah, sounds like my Vin Diesel.
Walk us out, bro. Walk us the fuck out.
Oh, man. Carlos at the condo, episode 91. I am Razzie in the building. Definitely in the building. So deaf. Remix. With me forever are my two co-podcasters.
Rich.
Yes, Bike.
And special guest, Chuck. Chucky Baby, a.k.a.
Featuring Charlie.
Featuring Alex.
Ow.
And you can't forget about Bad Bunny.
Fuck out of here.
No, I love you from the start, man.
Ow.